Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast an unidentified couple from Derbyshire, England. Yeah. Earlier this week, the pair were out for a drive when they agreed to, quote, strengthen the relationship.
All right.
Which, of course, is code for making the beast with two backs. Swapping gravy, bumping uglies, etc., etc. Anyway, they found a secluded area. They got down to their relationship strengthening, but their passionate calisthenics accidentally led them to knock the handbrake. Well, the car then rolled down a hill, flipped on its side, blocked the road, and left the couple trapped. They tried to get out of the car. They tried to avoid embarrassment, but eventually they had to reach out to the police to be rescued. They were rescued, and believe it or not, neither one suffered any injuries.
Wow.
Lots of embarrassment and no charges against them.
Damn.
Okay. Yeah, did you see a picture of this car?
No.
How far is it? I'm not sure how high up the hill was, but the idea was they pulled into like an overlook, right? Secluded overlook. They're getting it on. They hit this handbrake, and this car is sitting on its side in the middle of a one-lane road.
Wow.
And you can kind of see the couple, you know, smashed up on the bottom because, of course, the police there, they weren't shy about pulling out their cell phones, taking pictures, and then rescuing.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Good times.
So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, but first, a quick message for Ted and Mike. There is a Bob's Burger cookbook out there, they're saying.
Oh, no kidding.
They said it's actually pretty awesome. Yeah,
for all right, all right.
Miles, it's a simple game to play. We share with you a real life story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Nick. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, my Nick, you understand how this here game is played?
Drugs.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Nick, here is your story. We go to New York City where a parks worker, as they say, went berserk in a Manhattan playground, exposing himself to a mom and toddler, urinating in the street, and then laying down in the middle of Broadway traffic to fondle himself. They say the on-duty and uniform worker, when Jeremy Soto, he told cops, "I'm high," after he was arrested for exposing himself. He was busted 2 days later for hugging a woman from behind on a Bronx subway platform, grabbing her breast and kissing her neck. Now, why Soto was on the city payroll at all, let alone allowed to work inside the playgrounds, it's a mystery. He has 15 arrests on his rap sheet dating back to 2003, and in January, he was charged with and pled guilty to twice grabbing the butt of a woman walking near the same park.
Wow.
And so they knew this. He's still employed there. Now, the mom of two said the sordid events unfolded on a peaceful Saturday afternoon. About 15 people were enjoying an outdoor Zumba class at the park's Annie Lotus Playground. As the instructors led the class from a park building to the patio, Soto walked out of the building in a jacket which said staff and started moving to the beat of the Zumba. Quote, he was sort of dancing, gesturing to the music. Everyone sort of laughed. The teachers were good-natured about it, but then they ushered him gently away so they could get back to the class. But he came back. Witness says, I noticed he was focusing on one of the teachers who was a female. He was staring at her in a way that made me uncomfortable. He was sort of walking around after her in a menacing way. Well, he was shooed away again, but he didn't go far. He wandered over to a nearby set of swings for babies and toddlers. Quote, He took his penis out of his pants. I saw him take it out and start swinging it around and gesturing lewdly. Crude gestures, sexual gestures toward a mother and her toddler on the swings. He was calling out to the mom to try to get her attention. According to the witness, they say, quote, it was awful. I was shocked. An older woman next to me was very upset. The Zumba class participants, they reached for their phones, called the police, so Soto decided to exit the park. Now, phone video shows him standing on Broadway, relieving himself before walking stiff-legged to the striped medium.
Stiff-legged.
Laying down, and then with his left hand, began playing with his exposed penis. Again, he's lying in the middle of traffic on Broadway. 11 cars drove by. Most didn't break. However, a city bus did slow down to have a look. Anyway.
Open the door.
Yeah, he lives a few blocks away. That's where he was cuffed by the cops and taken into custody. But like he said, he was high. The question is, what was he high on? Heroin, meth, PCP, or crack?
What does Ted think?
Well, Ted does all that stuff sober, so I, you know.
Right, he's grabbing people in the park.
He's grabbing people in the park. Keep in mind, 2 days before that, he'd gotten busted grabbing a woman from behind on a subway platform. Now he's luring and pulling out his penis in the middle of the park. He's masturbating, laying on his back in the middle of Broadway.
I'm going to say PCP, because that's pretty crazy.
Okay. I'm going to go crack, because crack is whack. Nick, what are you thinking?
Shout out to Mullet down working in Tacoma. I'm going to go with meth.
Once again, bedroom colors, here are the seven words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
All right, we're going to find out what this guy was on. Heroin, meth, PCP, or crack next.
That was a tease.
99.9 KISW.
Category is drugs on profile. We got a New York City park worker who went a little crazy at a city park. He expressed himself in front of an exercise class. Then he went over the swing, started doing the helicopter. Then he went and masturbated on the side of the road.
All of that.
He was on drugs. The question is, what drug was he on? Heroin, meth, PCP, or crack?
And Nick, that is the very question that we posed to you. In this case, you went with meth, and some of the listeners agree. Someone here says meth. I've heard so many of my fellow inmates talk about meth and sex-related gestures. Right. However, it is not correct.
Mm-hmm.
Not methamphetamine. Miles, you went crack?
I didn't go crack. Crack is
I would have gone crack as well. However, it is not crack. And Ted Smith, you went PCP.
PCP!
You are correct.
You know me.
I mean, that's too weird and too crazy.
I would have guessed crack. Just my experience in Baltimore, a lot of crackheads there.
That's why I
feel like they
crack.
Would do that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. PCP, and look, PCP, people do whatever, but in my mind, every time it's PCP or bath salts, it's violent. This guy got a little grabby, but everything else is, I just want the world to see my penis.
Well, laying in the middle of the field, masturbating. That's
not
what
a
I,
field.
That's what I said.
Broadway in Manhattan. Yeah.
That's where I was like, that's PCP.
Oh, you got penis in Santa Broadway? That's PCP, dog.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
Time again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right, your choices today will be the Jimmys.
We have Jimmy Fallon. We have Jimmy Kimmel.
Correct. You have Trevor Noah.
Oh, Trevor Noah.
Mm-hmm. Seth Meyers.
Okay.
Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is late night. It's time. All these guys have teams of talented writers who help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
The luxury toy car maker, the Little Car Company, unveiled this week a child-size Aston Martin that'll sell for $100,000.
Jesus.
The name is Bond. Unhealthy parental bond.
Seth Meyers.
Ted Smith.
Seth Meyers.
The luxury toy car maker, the Little Car Company, this week unveiled a child-sized Aston Martin that will sell for $120,000. The name is Bond. Unhealthy parental bond.
The winning ticket for the $432 million Mega Millions jackpot was sold in New York City. When asked what they'll do with the $432 million, the winner said, hey, it's New York City. I'm going to move from my studio to a one-bedroom.
Jimmy Fallon.
Fallon.
Yeah. Yeah,
the winning ticket for the $432 million Mega Millions jackpot was sold a block away from our studio at Pronto Pizza.
Ooh.
When asked what they'll do with $432 million, the winner said, hey, it's New York City. I'm going to move from my studio to a one-bedroom.
A guy in Florida was arrested for indecent exposure a few days ago after repeatedly driving up to cash booths of toll plazas completely naked. I'm assuming he was paying with a roll of quarters.
Me, Ted Smith.
I'll bet you did.
Yeah, that's
me. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
I used to like that in Missa. Just being able to throw the change into the bucket. It was just a basketball thing. You're driving by, going about 20 miles.
Yeah, I didn't like doing that.
Bing. You know, I miss that.
I don't. Every time I go back and visit my brother, I got to go to Northern Virginia and get on that toll road.
Yeah, I guess it's not as much fun when you're actually spending your money to drive.
Yeah. Reality star Kylie Jenner has new products from her Kylie Baby line, which includes shampoo, conditioner, bubble bath, and lip injections.
Seth Meyers. Valid.
Myers.
Reality star Kylie Jenner unveiled the new products from her Kylie Baby line, which include shampoo, conditioner, bubble bath, and lip injections.
You guys familiar with the rapper Sweetie?
I know the name. Yeah.
She's got a meal at McDonald's now.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. She's doing a Netflix comedy special called Sex Unzipped, featuring sex experts, actors, comedians, and, quote, horny puppets.
Horny puppets.
Yeah.
So far, that's the most intriguing part of it to me.
Netflix calls it the filthiest, funniest, and furriest project yet. Ooh, furriest. Mm. It'll be a celebration of sexual health and positivity.
All right.
In addition to being very horny, the puppets will be, quote, sex positive and represent a broad spectrum of sex and sexualities that exist in real life. That show's coming out at the end of October.
Okay.
Right.
You're doing puppets.
Mean, I would say puppet sex is weird, but I saw Team America.
Yeah, that was actually one of the most entertaining parts of the.
Did you see the unedited or director's cut of that?
I got that. It's the erotic cut.
Yeah, I guess erotic could be a term for it.
Yeah, I mean, if you consider that erotic,
that is one of the funniest things. Like, oh my god,
he just did what?
What did he do there?
Oh my,
I do get.
God damn, now that I'm picturing
it. What? Yeah. That's funny. Good for her. I've got, like, the sex stuff is always just strange.
Yeah.
Even between two people sometimes, right?
Right.
Like, I know a lot of people that have been in relationships or whatever, and it's like, that's what I'm really into, but I'm scared to say it. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm scared to hear it.
That's why I use puppets.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me show you with the puppets what I want to do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm down with that.
Or sometimes people think they're really, like, kinky and stuff.
I was like, dude, you're fine.
And then you say something, and
then they, leave. Right. Then they leave.
Yeah.
I'm taking my thing. Like, what did I say?
How was that over the top?
Yeah, exactly. I just try to play the game.
Come on, man. I was wearing a gorilla mask.
I'm telling you, if I was a professional mascot, I'd do it.
You know what? I mean, I made fun of you earlier, but yeah, if I'm the mascot, I'm breaking up. Look. During the day, during Kiss's
Let's say
heyday,
you're the gorilla for the Suns.
Okay, yeah. I'm doing it in that. I got no problem with that. The guys in Kiss,
whatever they want.
All the groupies that came back, like the groupies never wanted to see them without makeup. And when we saw them without makeup, they made the right decision. But like James Simmons, it's like, I had more sex dressed as a demon than I ever did as just a normal human being.
Sure.
I'll take it.
You think Gwar gets ass? Like, and if Gwar gets ass, do you think?
Probably, yeah. They've got a hell of a fun.
But their costumes are massive.
I know, but do you think, based on, like, look, they got more popular than they probably thought they would, okay? So at some point, you're starting to get some Gwar groupies. You think they're like, look, on my new outfit, it just needs a quick release below the waist, man.
All those bands, Slipknot, you name it.
Keep the mask on.
They have been told that they want to have sex with you because they want you as they know them.
See, and you kept asking me why I wear a clown mask all the time. That's why.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Anybody in Hollywood who's got like their old, you know, whatever outfit, or
you think David Prowse had sex in a Darth Vader outfit?
Well, did you ever see Episodes?
I didn't, man.
All right,
I didn't.
So it's a good show. It's Matt LeBlanc's, like, it was on Showtime, pretty funny show. But that was, like, a recurring thing, right? Because he was just playing himself as a...
So, like, Chase wanted to say, whoa, or whatever.
Yeah, like, there's, like, sex scenes where it's, like, say it, like...
How you doing?
Jesus. You know what I mean? So it's right.
But you know that's based on his life experience.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
If I'm hooking up with a girl, she says, say Vietnamese. Like, Vietnamese, Vietnamese. Get on your knees. Right.
Vietnamese.
Yeah, like, who gives a
All
crap?
Right, now ambulance.
Yeah. Ambulance. All right. So, do you guys know who Patty Jenkins is?
No.
I don't think so.
She directed Wonder Woman 1984.
Ah, okay. All right. People hated that movie. I haven't seen it yet because everyone seemed to hate it.
Well, so that movie went out in theaters and streaming at the same time. Mm-hmm. I say, and streaming release. Well, aren't they all?
We call that pee.
But she says she never wants to do it again because the movies that go straight to TV, they don't seem real.
All I mean, as far as an actual movie is concerned, because of the way it's...
She said, right, she's like, all the films that streaming services are putting out, I'm sorry, they look like fake movies to me. I don't hear about them. I don't read about them. It's not working as a model for establishing legendary greatness.
I think it depends on the movie. I understand her position having made a superhero movie, right? Like, they're designed to be seen on the big screen.
But right, she, I should say, she worked in TV. So she's not, like, okay. Anti-TV.
No, I get what she's saying. Like, but if you're making, like I said, if you make a movie with What's-Her-Face and just one Best Actress, Fargo Woman, whatever the hell her name is, right?
McDermott.
What is Francis?
Doug McDermott.
Francis Larry McDermott.
Right. Her. If you make a movie with her in it, you could probably release it streaming. There's no special effects. It's all a character study. You know what I mean? But yeah, if you're making some big ass Disney or Marvel thing, I can understand that.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, like a movie that's going to contend for an Oscar and not special effects. I mean, an Oscar like Best Picture. You can put it on TV.
Because we didn't see it in the first place. It didn't go to the big screen as far as what we know a cinema to be at a mall.
And it doesn't.
It went to a small independent little movie.
It doesn't matter if it's on the big screen. It's all about, quote unquote, the story. Right? So, okay.
Well, I mean, like Thrill, I think you and Mike probably watch more movies than Miles and I do.
Sure.
But I feel like both of you still, there's certain movies where you're like, oh, I'm going to the theater to see
them. Yeah. Depending on, yeah, absolutely.
You know?
And those are called blockbusters.
Yeah.
It's that easy, man.
So, and I mean, look, I think it's awesome that you can get stuff as soon as it comes out, but also you could kind of go back to the old model that you did before. Like, look, some of the Netflix movies I get, right? Like, I don't mind them. They're stupid comedies.
It's a Netflix movie, though, right? So it's designed for that.
Right. But some of them, you could just go back to what it used to be. It's in the theater for a month and then boom, it's on. Yeah.
It's funny. My kid, I can't remember the movie he wants to see.
TVs are so massive. And cheaper now.
And you got the sound system going on.
Right,
even if you just have a sound bar. You
know right, it's not like, remember you used to know like that one guy in the neighborhood that had home
TV. Right.
Right, like Miles is right. Like with the sound bars and everything else, like almost everybody has a good TV and sound to watch. Right.
Whether you want one or not, you get a good TV.
And you know, you basically situate your living room wherever you watch TV just for that one aspect.
So and the like, other thing is,
you got your comfort, you got your food.
I get what she's saying, but also it's a cost thing. I was talking to my kid last night, and I can't remember the movie he wants to see. But he's bitching because he has to wait a couple of months before it shows up on TV, right? And I said, yeah, and he goes, man, they all cost like $30. I was like, listen, Playboy, that is so much cheaper than the family taking all four of us to go see a movie. So we broke it down for him. He could not believe how much it cost.
And we'll make popcorn
to
here.
Buy tickets, to buy the popcorn, drinks, all that crap, pay for parking. I was like, trust me, $30 is a freaking deal, bro. Don't even sweat it.
Well, and I think about it like sports, too. Right? Like, you go watch sports live in person, but for the bulk of people, you're watching sports on your TV.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, if you said, hey, do you want to pay money to go sit in a movie theater to watch a game? Like,
no.
I'm probably going to say no, unless it's one of those adult ones with the strippers. No, with beer and stuff.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Because it's like the sporting event. People want to have a cocktail. But that's, and I get it maybe for Super Bowl, but that's not how you view sports. So, that's what I'm saying. To me, it's the same thing with the movies. There's certain movies that you're going to want to watch on a giant screen.
Absolutely.
In a theater with the sound. And also, it's that experience, right?
And especially those Marvel movies. It's the blockbuster.
Well, because they put the sound
it's designed for that.
Right.
Even if it's the Fast and the Furious. That's where you want to go.
Right. And look, everybody nowadays can make great popcorn or order it online. It's Smith Family Popcorn. Mm-hmm. You know, go to the market, go to Cobb's. I don't know. There's a lot of good popcorn.
There's options.
There's options. But there's something about getting that bucket of buttery, ridiculous popcorn at the movie theater and sitting there eating it.
It's the smell. It's the whole thing.
Yeah. It's sucking down a soda. I know a lot of people that don't drink a ton of soda.
If you go to the movie theater.
But if you go to the movie theater.
I would drink a soda every time.
You're getting
a
bucket of soda.
I always get the icy at the movie theater.
Do you really?
I do. Because I can get soda any time, man. That icy is just different to me at a movie theater.
I rarely drink soda at home, right? There's soda there. I just do not drink it. Granted, I drink beer. It's not a health thing. I just try not to do it, right?
Right. I was saying with cereal. Yeah, so I just, enough calories.
I don't drink it, right? But that said, when I go to the movie theater, like, that's my treat. Like, yeah, give me your 85-ounce orange soda, by the way.
I will drive a half an hour to the Cinnabar in Mount Lake Terrace so I can have a beer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a theater closer showing that movie. I'm driving north.
But you don't have kids with you.
I'm driving north. Yeah,
that is the difference.
I'm eating chicken wings. I used to have 22 men's room reds in there, man. Mm-hmm. That place is awesome.
It is. But I mean, God, this sounds crazy. But I think the last time I was in a movie theater, it'd be 7 years ago.
Sounds about right. If I didn't have my kids, I don't know the last time I would have been in there. But, you know, I've seen all the classics.
Yeah. Well, kids get you going to a movie theater.
Yay, and I'm out $100, and I'm like, I just went to a movie I don't want to see, and I'm out $100. Like, this sucks.
For me, generally, outside of, like, a movie I specifically wanted to see, like, generally it's somebody I'm dating, and they're like,
right.
I like to go to movies.
Now, what you mean to say is I like to have sex, mm-hmm. so I will go to a movie with you.
That is why I went last year. Quiet Place Part 2, great flick.
All right, so not the worst.
Good sequel, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, good I time. Went
You should see that in a black theater to see if they change the name. You need to shut your mouth. Damn, monster's gonna get your ass. Be quiet!
You're gonna get us killed.
Don't do it!
Let's see. What do you got going on TV tonight? You got some Thursday night football. You got the Texans taking on the Panthers. You could guess the. If you know who Houston's quarterback is, good for you, because we had to look it up today. Also, I know a lot of people like Holy Moly. It's a pretty funny show. That's the third season finale over on ABC at 8 p.m. if you want to check that out.
All right. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right. Here we go, Mom of the Year. Seeks help in a carjacking, so her 11-year-old son helps her pull it off. Turns out the pilot in that deadly hot air balloon crash, yeah, he had a case of the Gacker's cough. Tennessee woman gets naked, sets her car on fire, then tries to beat up the cops. When you try to flee from police while towing a fishing boat, even they will give you props. And a Florida man tries to trade his car in, the one he stole from the same dealership. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my cock.
Top traffic in Knoxville, where one woman had a hell of a night. Officers were called to the area about a recent crash and got there to find that the car had been abandoned, on fire, and still in motion. After getting that situation handled, they found the driver after another report came in of a naked woman ringing doorbells and stopping traffic at an intersection. After a scuffle, they were able to bring the woman into custody on a list of charges. So, she leaves this car a fiery mess, still rolling down the road.
Jesus.
I don't know why she was naked, if she stripped naked after she left the car,
yes,
or if she was just driving naked. And then just started ringing everybody's doorbells, and then was actually directing traffic. Not just stopping, but, like, playing traffic.
She'll be a potential profile, this.
I'm sure that's
Once
right.
they figure out what she was on.
Trust me, I Absolutely. Combed through that story to find the drugs, because I'm like, you are not sober. Mm-hmm.
They said that she was wearing a mask, shoes, and I believe a tail is what
underwear
they said.
And a tail.
Oh, right.
Which, I don't know if that's just something that that was a plug and play, or...
I don't know, but that's what I'm like. I wanted to find out what drug she was on.
Indeed. I was looking for that myself. Disappointed I couldn't find it. In other news, up in Ontario, officers attempted to stop a truck hauling a boat without working taillights. As you can assume, instead of stopping, the truck fled instead, ricocheting off curbs, sidewalls, and eventually coming to a stop after hitting a power pole, because that'll happen. He did attempt to flee on foot, but was soon apprehended and now faces a ton of charges.
Yeah, it's going to... Why would you think you're going to get away from the cops when you're towing a boat?
Exactly.
I mean, just... Come on, man.
And also, I should have put in there that this truck was stolen, that they figured out later that it was a stolen truck. Don't steal a vehicle if you can't drive with a trailer.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that should be another license. A trailer is just a different beast, man. It behaves differently. Yeah, it's an entirely new set of rules. Back to good old Florida, where a man drove to a local dealership to trade in his car. Following protocol, the dealership took the VIN from the man's trade-in, which turned up something interesting. It had been stolen from that dealership just a few days prior.
Just a few days?
Right,
Oh,
days.
My goodness.
Police were called and he was arrested, so...
Why would you think they're not going to piece this together?
There has got to be one dealership Jesus. in Jacksonville. Because that makes zero sense.
I stole this from you. You obviously accounted for it.
Right.
A couple of days ago. And I'm going to drive this very new-looking vehicle back to your lot.
Right.
Come on.
Because you're not still saucy about it after, like, days.
Here's my thought. Why don't you just steal the car you wanted the first time you stole a car?
For real, though.
Like, because you came in to trade it in. So, just, like, why didn't you just steal the one you wanted in the first? Because obviously the dealership has what you're looking for.
He had it for a couple days. He didn't like it. He brought it back.
Yeah, I was going to steal another one.
I should have definitely gotten the sport model on this one.
We on the show don't advocate people breaking the law, but we do get rather frustrated when people do it badly.
We do advocate trying to use
That's
your
why
brain
they're though. Caught.
Right.
Yeah, if we're
That's
hearing
we're
about
talking
it.
About.
And it's just, I think my problem with it is just how stupid it is.
That's all. Like, if you're going to steal a car, all right, I don't advocate that, but if you do, don't return it to the dealership.
You didn't realize it had a GPS tracker in the car. All right, fine, I'll overlook that. You went back to the same doggone place you stole it from?
Mm-hmm. They always do.
They do.
That's the old saying, but yeah.
They'll return to the scene of the crime.
Mm-hmm.
Or he'll post about it on Facebook.
I've done it.
You return to the scene of the crime?
Sure.
Back to that diner that you dashed from?
Oh, yeah.
With your LIDS card?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, last time I was back in that area, I went there.
Oh, no kidding. Still just as good?
It's delicious.
All right.
It's a great diner.
Where they're like, we know you.
Hey.
You're the guy who tried to run me over. I used to work here, homie. I was a guy in the parking lot.
Weren't you ever at like a bar where it was like, I don't know how to explain it. There's just certain bars. Somehow you felt like you got more drunk in the other bars.
Yep.
And you're like, there's one bar. Yeah, and me and my buddy, every time we'd show up, we'd go back to the scene of the crime. Like, we know what's going to happen tonight. We know all these bartenders in here. Like, we're going to get wasted.
Right.
We're just going in for a few.
You guys actually went back to the scene of a crime of a bar that you guys got banned from, and they still wouldn't let you in.
A decade later.
No, they did let us in.
They just didn't let us forget the fact that we had done
that. 10 years late. 10 years. We walked in within 30 seconds of walking in. Manager walks over. We don't quite recognize him, but he's like, I remember when you guys were here before we kicked you out. And we're like, oh, my God. He's like, no, man, water under the bridge. It's all good. We're just like, wow.
We're all good, man. Still in Florida.
Mike, you've seen that meme of, like, the dude, like, takes his friend back to his hometown. It's been, like, 20-some years, and they walk into the bartender's, like, no, Steve, you're still banned.
You're out of here. That's it for headlines with that, Mike Hawkins. Up.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. More Men's Room on the way with a Men's Room Happy Hour exclusively on the Odyssey app. We'll see you for Dirty Big Dummy and Noah Sherlock coming up in seconds.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, we be all about this bitch for 90 seconds. So until then, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.